So we were talking before about the issue of checkpoint inhibitors of small cell cancer. There's also an agent I wanted to ask you about, antibody drug conjugate, which we have a couple in oncology nowadays, brentuximab vedotin in lymphoma and T-DM1 in breast cancer, Rova-T. Can you talk about what that agent actually is and what we know about it?
Sure. So it's an antibody drug conjugate, as you mentioned. And basically, it's an antibody that's recognizing a particular antigen that's seen on a lot of small cell. And the antibody is not just a simple antibody, but has this sort of warhead attached to it, which is a very toxic agent, which we couldn't give systemically, but you can give systemically this way because it's got the antibody attached to it. So theoretically, the antibody is only going to go to the sites of interest like the small cells, small cell cancer, and then that's going to bring the toxin in, and that's going to just kind of kill locally. There are some other toxicities seen, neuropathies and pleural effusions and things like that. But in general, they've taken these really, really toxic molecules and made them much less toxic by doing this antibody drug conjugate. So the data from the Rova-T in small cell, the responses were encouraging, especially because those were pretreated patients. They were best if you had the specific marker, but the progression-free survival time was not as long as I like to see. Again, it's small cell, refractory small cell sometimes, so maybe I'm asking too much. I think it's absolutely worth further exploration, which they're doing. It'll be interesting to think about some combinations there. We've talked a lot about immune drugs. Small cell immune drugs are looking okay. I think a lot of us have this impression that part of the challenges we face is trying to get the right antigens released so that the immune system's recognizing the right antigens. And so the idea that maybe if you combine immune treatment with chemo, we've seen that actually looked okay. Maybe if you combine it with radiation, there's a lot of excitement there and a lot of trials. Maybe if you combine it with a great antibody drug conjugate where you're getting release of the right antigens, combining that, that could be interesting. Or you might end up setting off a terrible toxicity cascade too. So I think that it's worth further exploration with that. The drug by itself is certainly encouraging. We need more things for small cell. Is it a blockbuster going to change everything that we know about small cell? Maybe, but I didn't think so based on the data I've seen so far.
From what you've seen, are the single agent response rates of a clinical nature that you think they'd be beneficial to your patients?
Oh, sure. When something only works for 3, 4 months, that's 3, 4 months. That's more than not having 3, 4 months, but it's going to depend a lot on the toxicities. And I haven't worked with a drug to really have a sense of it. From the presentation, it seemed like it was reasonable, but not non-toxic.